Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
This is a segment where we get tips to straighten things out, help clear things up with our psychologist and personal trainer for the mind, as we call him, Maurice Deepers. Now, depression, Maurice, what do we need to know there?
Depression is a huge thing for all humans at the moment. The World Health Organization has actually predicted that in the next 20 years, depression is going to be the biggest health issue in the world. It's going to outstrip heart disease, cancer, and all those other things. It is going to be the disease of this century. Research indicates that roughly one in four people, you know, really have to struggle and deal with depression at some point in their lives. But at the same time, it's something that we all actually have to experience. We've all felt sad at some point. We've all felt down and low at some point. And actually, depression is part of the grieving process. So we've, you know, at some point, we can't make it through this human life without losing something or someone. So we're all going to have to encounter that period of depression at some point.
So how do we tell the difference then between the normal feeling down and actual clinical depression?
Well, the signs may be the same. I guess the real difference is the amount of time. Okay, we call it a major depressive episode when it extends beyond 2 weeks. So, you know, if I'm feeling certain things, like the signs are, so things to look for in yourself or in others are a low mood, so feeling very, very emotional and down and flat, maybe, flat emotionally. It could be anger. It could be not coping with stress particularly well. When we're emotionally flat and we're not feeling very good about ourselves, we don't deal with life stresses particularly well. It might be crying a lot. It might be, for men, it might be feeling very, very angry and frustrated all the time, because men aren't exactly encouraged to cry. There's normally changes in sleep patterns, either a lot more sleep, I can't get out of bed, or I don't need sleep and I'm having trouble, you know, I'm dealing with insomnia. It could be there's changes in eating patterns. I'm eating a lot more than I normally do, and I'm comfort eating, so I'm eating those things that I'm trying to make myself feel better, or I'm not really eating at all. I've lost all interest in eating and appetite, and I'm not interested in food. We often feel a lot stressed out. We often, when people feel depressed, that part of their low mood is also got to do with their motivation. They're not interested in any activities anymore. They may not have enjoyed activities that they usually do enjoy, so hobbies and things like that, movies, whatever it happens to be, their ability to actually enjoy that and benefit from that kind of goes. So that doesn't encourage people to then go out and do things. So they tend to not be able to feel that they've got the energy to do things. These are the sort of things that typify depression. These are the things that we might feel or we might see in others. So if that lasts longer than 2 weeks, then normally that's a sign that there needs to be some form of intervention to help try and make it less.
So if there are ongoing issues with sleep, food, motivation, mood, all those indicators, what is the next step to take?
Yeah, you can see a GP, and that's always a really good first port of call, because everybody has a family doctor. You could consider calling a Salvo Care Line or Lifeline and just ask for some information or some advice or a referral. And also there's very good sites on the web. Beyond Blue and the Black Dog Institute have got self-assessment questionnaires in there that people can do. They shouldn't be used as the be-all and end-all, but if you're wondering about what's happening for you and you'd like some information, then information can be found on the website. And actually, that is a really, really powerful thing for people. Sometimes when they get the information, they can see what's happening a bit clearer. They can get out of that fog that depression often feels like. You're walking in a fog, and they can plot a course forward.